This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry super fund Lucraft Super make it easy for you to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is, buddy. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
How are you guys?
Big, massive, cocoa banana show
Cut
today.
To the rafters, sure. Baby.
Gone wild, back in abundance. A number of stories. Can I just give you one?
Yes.
Giant octopus attacks again.
Woohoo! Always good to hear that.
Here we go.
I have tried a food hack, and I'm going to tell you whether it works or not. It's the garlic peeling hack, and I'm going to give my report on whether it works or not.
Really? You're advertising that as your top story?
Well, it went viral
for the show today.
It's gone around the world.
Who's watched it?
Everybody. I guarantee everyone will be nodding in their cars and on the train, buses.
All
walking.
Right, we're going to take a look at an Instagram couple who are causing a sensation. Well, you've got some medical news. Have you got a medical update?
Well, I've just got an unusual observation that I think perhaps of the timing that reports go out for people's results.
You'll also be looking at a new show on Channel 7 in the maths style.
Yes,
thereof.
It's called The Super Switch.
Is it a review?
It's a review.
You're going to play some bits?
I might do that for
All
you,
All right,
yes.
We'll take a look at the Matildas results.
Oh,
we'll have a look
man.
At Kim
How about
Jong-un.
Sam Kerr?
So good.
Four goals, first half.
She's amazing.
She is incredible.
Suck on that.
Yeah.
Good on you.
And you said Kim Jong-un, what's happening?
Well, he's...
Oh,
we're talking about presents
rat,
he got as a kid. And compare him to our listeners. We'll take your calls. We'll take your... Oh, did I mention Lee Sales?
There you go.
With her Order of Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be snooty. You watch her look down her nose.
I know. ABC type.
ABC type already and always been a bit hoity-toity.
Yeah.
Always had a bit of attitude with us. And now she's a... Is it Dame Lee?
Dame Lee Sales, yes. Well, that's what she likes people to call her now. And don't look her in the eyes directly.
I won't.
So put that out.
That's all good.
Okay.
Firstly, let's just deal with it.
Oz Lotto.
Oz Lotto didn't go off.
So 80 million.
How did
million.
We go? 80 million up next Tuesday. How did our ticket go? Which you held.
I held, unfortunately, big fat zero.
And I wasn't expecting this.
What do you mean? What are you suggesting?
Well, Jane,
I've got proof.
Was there ever going to be another answer to that question?
What do you mean?
I'm still not convinced.
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting win, lose, or draw. That's what you would have said to
you
me.
You don't think very highly of me, do you?
Well,
I'm completely honest and straight with you.
I just think you're capable of all manner of deceit.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm just a girl
who's
just trying to do the right thing.
What about our
team?
There was a show ticket.
Well, we weren't in on the show.
Well,
ticket.
No, I think we are as part of the show.
Think, are we? How do we
but
go?
Kim and Whitney have both have taken a show ticket.
Yeah.
And one is it F Division?
No, Division 7 they won.
Division
so.
7,
F Division? That's six. A prison.
Well, that's where they'll be heading. And have won $16.50
each.
Yeah,
they did.
Do we get
was
some
James
of that?
In on that?
James was in on it.
Are we in on that?
So we're the only ones who aren't in on it.
Oh.
Mate, that's a show ticket.
Okay.
What is that by five? So what's that working out?
A couple of bucks.
What about you?
About $7.
Dave?
Me? Yeah, I won $16.50.
You won something?
On that ticket?
No, on my own ticket I bought. Online. I said I do it online.
Oh, you are a dog.
So I paid for my ticket.
That's a show ticket.
So you're the only one who didn't win anything?
Well, me and you.
Oh, no, because my family ticket, we won $25.
Okay, sorry, I'm going to have to stop you there. What do you mean?
No, I have family ticket.
Hang on a second. You're telling me you purchased two tickets?
Yes.
One of them.
One is the
Mick
family
and James,
ticket.
And one the family ticket.
I
but
did
the family
ticket
won.
First, and that won $25.
James.
And the Mick and Jane ticket came up zero.
Have you got receipts for those?
Of course, I've got proof.
Bond, right, Kennedy,
very
water.
I do not like what you're insinuating.
You. That you're a thief.
You sue me.
You're
for
a
what?
Liar and you're a fraudster.
Just
and
be
a cheat.
Very, very careful what you say.
You're a cheat, a liar, a fraud.
Listen, I've got family members who are lawyers.
Apparently so, and they've all won. They've all won on a family ticket.
No, I won't have it.
Show me the ticket.
I've shown
How
it
much
to
did you.
$25.67 or something like that.
So everyone, everyone on this show has won money.
Yeah, rolling
in Oz Lotto, except
you.
For me. Boo hoo!
Oh God, everybody's ecstatic around here. Look, everyone's laughing. They're doubled over. Everyone.
Oh, you're laughing now.
Oh yes.
You wait.
Oh, this is sweet.
I'm going to win something big and replace you all with sacks of potatoes.
Is that right?
Where you're sitting.
Oh,
yeah, where you're sitting.
And you can talk to no one. Talk to potatoes.
Yep, I'll talk to all my friends. Oh, because quite frankly, they won't deceive me.
All right. Well, let's go to a song and you can just suffer in your jobs.
Show me the ticket.
I've shown it to you.
You didn't show it to me.
It's on my phone. It's, you know, technology.
Oh, what? A receipt?
Oh, I'll just walk down and get a ticket too.
All right. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lee Sayles is going to join us in the second hour as well.
Dame Lee Sayles under the
Your
new...
Majesty.
I better curtsy when I see him. Do that.
But what do I do?
You just bow.
I do that anyway.
You genuflect.
That respectful. Hey, we'll be speaking to her about, well, the 7:30, what's on the show tonight, other big news. I'll tell you what she might be addressing. Here's this particular bit of news, which is Donald Trump has launched his 2020 campaign.
Oh, good Lord.
Today in Florida, he did it.
Interesting choice of state.
Well, he needs Florida. If he doesn't win Florida, he loses. Yep. He's cooked. Mm. And there's some new polls out that show he's struggling against some Democratic candidates, particularly Joe Biden. However, these same pollsters predicted that he wouldn't be
Let's not
president.
Hold our breath about anything.
And they got the same pollsters who got our elections wrong. Yeah. So I have to say I'm not overly confident he won't be re-elected. Now, especially when you hear what he's promising to achieve in his second term. Now, you know, normally, like, everyone makes promises and you go, oh, geez, that's a bit rich.
Yeah.
Oh, he's put a bit of mayo on that.
Yes.
Have a listen to this
raft
of promises which are going to occur if he gets elected for a second term.
We'll push onward with new medical frontiers. We will come up with the cures to many, many problems, to many, many diseases, including cancer and others, and we're getting closer all the time. We will eradicate AIDS in America once and for all, and we're very close.
What?
We will lay the foundation for landing American astronauts on the surface of Mars.
What?
What the hell?
He's going to cure cancer. Hey, he's going to, in my next term, I am going to cure cancer.
Wow.
Eradicate AIDS and fly to Mars. Who's with me?
Well, we'd all be with you if this was not real life.
He can't build a wall, this idiot.
Yeah.
He was going to build a wall. He can't build a wall. Mm. Now he's going to Mars.
But
I'm
going to
build a wall on Mars.
He's got nobody to stop him saying that stuff. Imagine his speechwriters. He goes, no. Yeah, this is what I want to say. And they've just got to go with the flow.
He's like Kim Jong-un. And they love each other. There's probably going to be another summit between the two of them. Both sons of rich daddies.
Yes, spoilt brat children.
Who were destined to go ahead. Kim Jong-un. Spoiled brat children.
Yeah.
This story about Kim Jong-un, while we're talking narcissistic leaders.
Yes.
This is incredible. Did you know, and you nailed it, Jane, spoiled child, he was bought a car when he was 11.
Oh.
Really?
No, when he was 7.
Oh, yeah, and his father had it modified for him to drive.
Yeah, so he could run over people.
That is...
And he got a Colt 45 pistol, which he wore on his hip when he was 11.
Jeez.
Okay.
That's just slightly dysfunctional.
That's the way to roll.
Yeah.
I want more story. I want this miniseries. The miniseries.
What did you
Kingdom.
Get your kids for 11th for the say there when they were 7?
When they were 7. Lego.
Lego.
You can make a toy gun.
Yeah, well.
Hmm. What really about a car?
I had a Nerf gun.
You wouldn't let your
we had those plastic sort of silly cars.
Oh, yeah. Ones. The electric ones, yeah.
No, not electric.
Like a Dodgem car.
Yeah, no, the plastic sort of Fisher Price ones
about?
That you and you have the legs like Fred Flintstone.
Yes.
You move it yourself.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly in North Korea.
No, it wouldn't. It would be a serious, like a Mercedes Benz smaller version.
Yeah. What about you, Dave? Did you get your kids anything?
Yeah, we were Lego. We also had like an electric car. It was a Wiggles Big Red Car mini version.
What do you mean it was electric?
Yeah, it was battery powered, so the kids could drive inside like it was a little big red car.
Wow.
Two chugga chugga.
Don't ever say toot toot chugga on this show.
Mums and dads know what I'm talking about. They know the song.
Yeah, that big red car's got so many dings in it since they got the female wiggle.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Obviously.
That's so funny.
It's funny.
Jeez. Oh, my sides. Oh.
Toot, chugga, chugga, bang, bang. Call the cops. I've hit something. That's the new song.
Yeah.
At least we didn't need the breathalyzer.
I don't get my kids anything. Whatever I get my kids, I only get, well, I've got twin boys, I get them one present, make them fight over.
Oh, that's awful.
133353.
What have you gone to town with as a present for your child?
What's an inappropriate present that you think...
Yeah, that's over the top.
You heard of, that you may have...
That we may scoff at.
Come on, get involved.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Get us on all the socials as well if you're not already following. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at Kennedy Malloy. It is
Snapchat.
Jane Kennedy.
Are we on Snapchat?
I don't think we're on Snapchat.
No.
Why aren't we on Snapchat?
Don't say Snapchat. It's embarrassing.
That's a young person.
That's embarrassing. Don't say it.
You shouldn't be on Snapchat.
As if he could find
out. I'm going to go on Snapchat.
No.
No,
I am.
Do not.
I forbid it.
Snapchat.
I forbid it.
I don't know what it is, but I'm going to do it.
Of course. We were talking about crazy presents that children have got.
That's right. We were talking about Kim Jong-un, basically, who received a car when he was seven, which was modified so he could drive it, and his first Colt 45 when he was 11. Of course, thinking inappropriate gifts for kids who probably aren't old enough to
We're sort of looking down the spoilt end.
Would any of our listeners have them? Well, the phones
apparently
are
yes.
Off the hook. Here's just a few of them. Matthew, was it you or was it your boy? Who got the present?
It was myself. I bought my little boy a Mercedes-Benz four-wheel drive at 2 years old.
Right. What type of Mercedes-Benz? Mercedes-Benz, please? How much?
Electric. Electric one.
How much is it worth?
$400.
Well, I'll take that over a real one. 2 years old.
So it wasn't a little Wiggles one. It was the real... What colour was it, Mercedes? What colour?
Black little Mercedes.
All right, $400. I'm going to allow it.
Okay.
I'm
going to allow it. It's a toy car. It's electric.
It's a little boy.
Yeah. It's a little boy.
All right.
As long as you didn't use it to knock over a 7-Eleven or something, I'm okay with it. Matt's on the line.
Thank you.
Matt, what's the present?
G'day, guys.
Good. What's the present, mate?
My nephew for his second birthday
got a pet pony. He got a pony for his second birthday.
Real live pony.
All right, and...
Was that for... Do you live in the country?
No, not at all, mate. It's suburbia. We didn't get the army's
in our family. Sorry, mate, can't hear you. Terrible line. We're going to have to keep
Thanks,
moving.
Thanks, Matt, but I presume they put the pony in the house because no backyard. Hello, Taylor.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Tell us about a present you know of for a child.
Oh, look, my friend decided to... It's her 8-year-old birthday for her daughter and decided to give her Botox.
Whoa!
Hang on. I don't believe that. Why?
I don't... Because she came up and going, oh, I don't look as good as the kids at school. I want to do something better. Can you do something for me, Mum, please? And then ended up saying, okay, well, I'll go and do it. Made a consult and everything else like that. The doctor obviously refused.
Thank God. It's only women like me who deserve to get Botox.
That's right.
You and me both, sister.
you're overdue.
Steady.
Eight's too young and 60's probably...
Stop saying I'm 60. Stop it, I'm not. Thank you, Taylor. That is crazy and makes me creeped out.
Upset. No, do you believe that? I think we might. Who would honestly?
Do you know what? There's a lot of whack jobs out there who would say their whingy child is going, oh, I don't. It's probably their, you know.
But did the 8-year-old want to look like a 6-year-old?
That's funny.
All right.
Hello, Adam.
Adam's on the line. Adam.
G'day, guys.
What was the present for the kid, and who was the kid?
My wife and I bought our daughter a 2-bedroom apartment. And she's not even 2 yet.
She's not even 2.
You bought your child an apartment.
Yeah, it's been held in trust for her, but we had a bit of a win and thought, you know, why not splurge on something?
Adam, is this some kind of negative gearing?
I was about to
escapade?
Say all family trust tax purposes.
No, nothing to do with any of that. It's
All right. And
we thought, let's just do
does
it.
She live there on her own? the 2-year-old? She's got two rooms, so she could probably have some friends over.
Yeah.
That's insane. Okay. That's really forward thinking.
Can anyone beat an apartment? Rita's on the line. Rita, what's the inappropriate precedent? Was it given to you?
No, I came across a quad bike, so I thought I'd buy it for my son.
Okay. How old was your son?
18 months.
Oh, come off it, Rita.
Come on. How many wines you had when you got that on eBay?
Now, Rita.
I don't know.
I'm going to put it to you.
It wasn't on eBay. That was the worst thing. It was in the middle of a country town, and I walked in to the mower shop, and there was this quad bike, and it was awesome. And I went, well,
you had no choice. He's going to grow into it. Okay, Rita, I put it to you that for a grown adult, the most dangerous present you can buy anyone is a quad bike.
Correct.
These things, go and do your
research
research
that one. You want to take it back to the mower shop, I think, Rita, and I'm not happy about quad bikes.
I'd get a sit-down mower. Get a sit-down mower.
Wow. He's 17 now. It's gone through two children.
So. Oh, he's 17 now.
He used it.
Yes.
Oh.
So we've had it in the family for years.
Oh, and has he got both legs?
Yeah. Well, he did drive over one of his legs.
Rita.
Give Rita a prize.
You got tickets to go see you too, Rita. Wow. It's the Joshua Tree Tour coming this November. Tickets on sale, livenation.com.au. Well done.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you guys so much.
Ordinarily, we don't reward that kind of behaviour, yes. Rita, but you've got away with it.
Well done.
Well, thank you very much.
You got it.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on Esperance 747 MMM. Thank you for listening in Esperance and the great state of
beautiful
WA.
Beautiful part of Australia. One of my favourite spots in the world.
You've got to Sean for breakfast.
Sean?
Yeah.
Hello, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Don't mind Sean. I think he knows Esperance. That's his town.
Yeah, it is.
I'll tell you what. I've had the best time in Esperance. Love it.
I love the beaches.
Oh, no, favorite. Just enjoying the beautiful beaches and sunshine and coast around there.
What was your favourite place in Esperance?
Oh, just a few secret beaches.
What's the name of the pub there?
Well, there's
a lot of pubs. Were you doing some nude beach work?
Can you imagine me doing nude beach work?
Was it like the Blue Lagoon?
Can you imagine me?
Were you running around in a coconut bra waiting for your Christopher Atkins
That's
to come
so
on?
So me, isn't it?
You were a terrible
I told
when
you
he
I'm
was
not
in.
A
you were, and you cropped me out of the photo.
Yeah.
Can I have a look at Stupid Jane Kennedy?
I saw it.
What's it under? Jane Stupid
Kennedy. You know, when I'm feeling stressed in the last few days or a bit tense, I just go to my Instagram, I look at that photo of me and Christopher Atkins, and you cut out. Oh, it makes me feel so
If you cropped me out of another photo, I guarantee.
Yeah,
there will be legal
Trouble?
Action.
There's
and old Fitzy will be brought into it.
Bit of a side cheek, though. Well,
just a hint of Mickey. If I pose for a photo, I expect to be in it.
All right, sir.
Okay, if you crop me out, guarantee you this will blow up in your face.
Okay, Mickey.
Hey, we've been talking about inappropriate presents for kids.
Yes. Neville's called up because this pretty much takes the cake as well. Neville, what did your mum buy you?
She bought me a Kevin Bloody Wilson cassette.
Wow. How old were you?
She bought me the Walkman, first of all, like the old earbud Walkman, the old cassette Walkmans used to have.
Yeah.
And obviously thought she wanted, needed something to put in it, so she bought me a Kevin Bloody Wilson cassette to put in it,
Wow.
And how old were you when you got it?
5.
Did it have this song on it? Written in the
back of the air. And
And you know what? When you talk about inappropriate presents, I mean, most kids want all they want is a bike. Like Kevin Wilson, Kevin Bloody Wilson pointed out.
He did. Where's me f***ing bike? I've unwrapped all this other junk and there's nothing that I like. I wrote your f***ing letter and I come to see you twice. You worn out geriatric fart, you forgot me f***ing bike.
All right.
Is that bring Is that bring back memories for you, Nev?
Yeah. Get a bike. My brother said, what's it like? I said, he let her out for it. As soon as Mum goes, meet your partner, he let the air for it. That was it. She took it off me.
She took it off you. You can't take back a present. All right. Well done,
Thank
Neville.
You very
Thanks
much
for the
for
call.
That.
Yes. Jane, you have something you want to bring to the nation's attention.
Well, it's already brought to the nation's attention very much so. In fact, the world, something has gone.
You've been banging on about this in the office and and other people have been getting involved and everyone's borderline hysterical.
I love it when something goes viral. It's like, you know, what colour is this dress?
It means nothing to me.
Well, you probably haven't noticed. You're too busy looking up Ebola virus and saying I'm going to get sick.
Do you want to know what's happening with Ebola?
No.
The latest figures?
What's the latest?
I'll tell you later. Okay. Oh, it's terrible.
Is it? It's terrible.
The deadliest disease on earth.
Oh, okay. No kidding.
Yep. All right.
Oh, Jane.
Well, I'm going to park that because
and there's nothing you can do because
really?
Jane's going to Uganda.
It'd
which
be some
is,
sort of vaccination,
which
though,
is,
wouldn't it?
No vaccination.
Oh.
Nothing you can do. You will bleed blood
through
your pores.
I'm going to ignore. It's actually going in one ear and out the other. I'm not really listening to you.
I wouldn't be going to Uganda.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it a try.
Well. Good luck. Coming home.
This was posted, and it is somebody, as a Twitter user, posted a special way to peel garlic.
Okay.
And to get
tell me this is important because it sounds like the most average news
story
I've ever heard.
You tuned out when I brought it up at the production meeting, very rudely, mind you. That's because you don't cook, so it means nothing to you.
You just like
to eat food. You don't like to cook it. But for all of us cooks, peeling garlic is a bit painful because the garlic gets on your fingers and all these contraptions are out to try and do it. How did we not know when we look at this hack on Twitter? You get the bulb of garlic, you put in a really sharp knife, you twist, and it out comes clean without the skin on it, and the garlic clove just comes out like magic.
Well, you're an idiot if you haven't worked that out.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
But if I was...
No one's worked it out.
Yeah, but I would have if I was cutting garlic.
Sorry, Jamie Oliver, you would not. So I go, this is incredible. So last night when I had some garlic in the food, I said, I am going to bloody well do this.
Yeah.
And I had a head of garlic, fresh.
Yep.
I put the knife in, I twisted. Nah,
doesn't work.
No, it just cuts up the garlic in your hand and
what
it spurts out. And then you can't, you've got to have a special type. What is this magic garlic these people are using?
Oh,
it doesn't work. It's so disappointing.
But what?
It's so disappointing.
Are you sure it's not trick photography?
It's not trick photography, I don't think
so. Sure, it wasn't put out by vampires?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
It doesn't work at all.
Or you can't do it.
Yeah, I reckon
Give us a call if you've done
it. And it's worked. You have to have a special type of garlic, I think, to
but
do it.
But you guys have been frothing at the mouth over this. There was people running in and
down
out of our office to have a look at it.
Not
no,
really.
It's been huge. It's been like a moon landing. It's like, where were you when you watched the garlic hack?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we go to some calls.
Well,
133353 if you've done it and show Jane how to do it.
Yeah, I want to know that you've done the actual
let's do it. Give us a call. We'll come back. We want to hear all about it.
Exactly.
All right, we'll do it after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
I was talking about a hack that I saw, and it's gone viral around the world. It is how to peel garlic.
Well, you don't have to peel it.
You stick a knife in, twist.
Yoink.
And out it comes clean
like
as a whistle.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's mesmerizing. I couldn't stop watching it. I was quite obsessed, as a lot of people were.
So you tried it.
I tried it last night. I call bullshit.
Oh, no.
You're
good.
Calling bullshit.
Yes, it doesn't work.
I want to know whether it's just you.
Yeah.
Is it just me?
Or if there's other people out there who did it successfully.
Because, P.S. everybody who's called to tell me how to peel garlic, I do know, Der Fred, how to crush garlic. So please stop with your tips.
Your cookbooks have been seen in discount basic stores, though.
I wasn't talking about... Give me ideas. Right. I just want to know whether you tried this particular hack.
Are you telling our audience off?
Yes, I am. I'm just so annoyed. Why people? Why don't you just
game?
Why don't you crush garlic with the back of a knife? Genius thinking. Never thought of that.
We love our audience and the fact that you've taken the time to ring up 133353.
We appreciate your interest and your ongoing concerns for Jane
her
ability to.
I know how to do it. I was fascinated with this.
Have you got people that did this work?
Yeah, let's have a listen to Steve. How'd you go, Steve?
Jane, you're right. If you use a fresh one, it'll break up just like you
said. Yeah, it'll cut up.
That's right. But use one that's old, you know, like a week old. Garlic lasts for quite some time. So you use an old one, it'll peel off just like it does on the video.
Are you prepared to use an older bit?
Yes, I'm prepared to do that. I'll go and find.
That's
so it's a bit looser.
Well done, Steve. So, Steve, you're saying...
Make sure the knife, it's a wide tip. It's not just a little pointy knife, you know what I mean? It needs to grab.
Oh, I need something to grab onto.
And then twist it.
What about a skewer? Can you
skewer
it?
Yeah, that could work.
What about pliers?
Screwdriver.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, bye, Steve.
As a screwdriver, maybe.
I'll go back to square one and try again. Let's see what Trev says. Trev, have you had success?
I've had success. What's really critical to make it work first is you need to get a glass of red wine.
Okay. I love your use of the word critical as well, Trev.
I think Jane's on board with this approach.
Okay.
But what I found is that loose outer covering on the garlic, if you break that away, right, and then, the same as that gentleman said before, not too pointy a blade, stick it in, and bang, it just pops out. It works a treat.
And did you do it off the back of seeing it on the...
Yeah, I saw it on the video, and I do all the cooking at home.
Okay.
And we use a bit of garlic, and I'm like, I've wasted like 7 years of my life crushing garlic.
That's how I felt.
Way.
Call me old school, but the internet is... made for wasting time with porn.
How dare
you? You're going to ruin it.
This is food porn.
I got caught watching porn at home, Mickey. I'm not allowed to anymore.
Okay.
Garlic for you.
Trev, everything was going well until we got to that bit.
Well
Thank
done,
you
everybody.
Very much for calling,
Nicely
Trevor.
Done. Now we're going to change gears here just for a minute. And can I just congratulate wholeheartedly the Matildas, who are on a white hot roll.
Wow.
And overnight have done the Jamaicans like a dinner. Four goals to one. Guess who scored all four goals?
Well, it's Sam Kerr.
I don't need to tell you. Have a listen.
It's a decent ball. Good header. And it's in. What a goal, Sam Kerr. Good shape to the corner. Kerr. 2-0 Australia. Hayley Ratto drives it in. Sam Kerr. Hat-trick for Australia's darling. Back to McClure, who makes a gap. And it's the fourth goal for Sam Kerr.
I'm so proud of the girls. We don't listen to the haters and, you know, there was a lot of critics talking about us, but we're back, so suck on that one.
Well, hang on, that's misleading because that quote was not from the Jamaican
game. That was from another game, that quote.
That's right.
Yeah, but we had it. But, Sam, congratulations. That's incredible.
Four.
That was her response. There were some haters. I've got to say, after they beat Brazil, she came out and said that because they got criticism for being beaten by Italy.
Yeah.
And she made that comment after the Brazilian game.
Yeah.
And she got a bit of a backlash for some dicks.
Oh,
for
some people who... disgusting trolls.
Some disgusting stuff.
Yeah.
And what better way than to come back, get on board.
But her confidence... I saw her interviewed last night on Bob Murphy Has a Show on Fox.
Fox Sports, on Fox Footy.
Yep. Yep. And he interviewed Sam, and she was really fascinating to watch. She's very...
I saw that interview. Yep.
She's confident, assured, natural and real. And one of the stories she told, which I've got a little clip I just wanted to play you, it's fascinating. She's such a professional and she's so bloody good at what she does. It comes from such a young age. She's been around sport. Her dad was a coach of AFL football.
Her brother
played AFL
one
football.
Of the best midfields of all time and was a premiership player for the West Coast Eagles.
But listen to her. She's trying to think about her childhood, and this is what happened when she was about 9 years old. She tells the story.
Your dad coached football. What are your memories of that?
Me and Mum were actually talking about this the other day. It's funny because I was like, I used to be such a weirdo. I used to go to footy. Dad would pick me up from school. We'd go to South Freo training and I wouldn't get home till 9 o'clock. And I was like to Mum, what did I used to do there? Like, I just used to walk around and pick the balls up for the boys and give them to my dad. And then Dad would have meetings and I'd just sit there and listen. And I knew everything about South Freo at the time and I loved it, but me and Mum were laughing so hard because I probably never did homework. I was just at the footy club with my dad.
Doing a different kind of homework, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. It is a different type of homework and it's not posting things on Instagram as people do now. I mean, that's, you know.
I put it to you that the Matildas are not only the most loved sporting team in Australia at the moment, but the best.
Yeah.
They are, of any of our national, international sporting teams, they are the best.
So congratulations.
I think they're
going to
finish
all.
Second in their group, it looks like.
I think you're right, yeah.
Could be.
And who knows, could win a World Cup. Could you just imagine? Well done, Sam Kerr. Keep up the good work.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You've got the front bar up tonight.
Oh, is that tonight? Oh,
yeah. Yes, on Channel 7.
Talk to you tonight, do I?
8:30.
Oh, it'll be a good show. We're Wednesday night, of course,
Wednesday
everybody,
night.
Because there's Thursday night
moment.
Football.
Gotcha.
See, there'll be a lot to talk about tonight. There's news
there's a lot
still
going on.
Coming in. If I was a gambling man, I would say there could be some
wary.
Stevenson stuff. There's lots going on. Ring in, and by the end of the show, we'll give out some tickets to
what a
front
great
bar
idea.
Tonight, 8:30. Craig Kelly, special guest.
Oh, that's good.
Might have Joffa on.
So you'll be busy tonight, so you might not have time to watch bloody Game of Thrones. So.
Oh, no.
What?
I might have a night off because, what an episode last night.
I'll go on. What happened?
You didn't watch it last night.
Well, it was the final episode of Series 2. Series 2. Can you believe it? I've knocked off the first
done
two series.
Done very well. In just a matter of days, really.
What an episode last night.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? I mean, I don't want to ruin it for anyone who's only up to episode 9.
No, don't worry about it because everybody's seen the entire series.
When?
Everybody's watched the whole of Game of Thrones. You're the only one who is behind it. Yes.
Did you watch it? It's about seven kingdoms. There's seven, Jane, there's seven kingdoms, and they're all fighting over the one throne.
Like an like iron throne.
But wow. Yeah. Mate, the dwarf got the
Don't
arse.
Don't call him the dwarf, it's Tyrion.
He got the arse. He's no longer the acting hand. Is that the last we see him?
Well, what happened? How do you know that he's not the acting hand? What did he do that he's not
He got the arse.
Why?
Because his father came home and has taken over those duties.
That's true.
Gotcha.
Damn
you
it.
Were trying to catch me out. He's too good for you. Joffrey's gone and Marjorie.
Oh, yeah, Marjorie.
Of course. frees up Sansa.
Oh, so Sansa doesn't have to marry him.
Sansa's got the arse.
Yeah,
unless
don't
worry. We get a freeway going, which...
Okay.
Given the show so sure. far.
I have a bad feeling that Sansa's new husband's going to be worse.
Oh, really?
Is that Littlefinger? The Littlefinger's trying
to find
another...
I've told you not to say that in front of me.
I don't know about Littlefinger. He just seems a bit shonky to me.
No kidding.
What about... Varys has been castrated. No dick, no balls.
You're okay, forget it.
Well, I was here. That was a long time ago.
It's like the castrati.
That happened a long time ago.
We've only just found out, Jane.
Well, it was a bit of a giveaway. You got to smoke like that.
Hey, look, you're ruining it for people who haven't yet got to.
He doesn't even speak like that.
Series 2, season 10.
All right, that's enough.
So you know what?
What?
I'm going to do it tonight.
No.
Oh, go on.
Have the night off.
Do it for the
show.
No, do it for the show.
No, because people out there.
Please don't.
A spoiler alert. If anyone's seen episode 1 of series 3.
Yes, everyone.
Please don't.
Don't want to hear it again.
Keep a lid on it because I intend to watch.
Have the night off.
That tonight.
All right.
I can't wait.
All right, stick around.
Lee Sales would have seen the whole series and she's bored to tears by this.
Don't you call her Dame Lee Sales.
Sorry.
She's now... highest order, like a Trappist monk.
Yeah.
She is.
All right, let's fill her in on that.
All right, well, she's going to join us right after this. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And we've put all the big stories behind us, like the garlic hack.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Hold the presses.
Don't you insult me and worldwide listeners.
Let's get down to the serious nitty-gritty. Gone Wild is on. It's game on.
All right.
I'll give you one story.
Go.
The octopus is back. It's attacking scuba divers.
I love a good octopus story, don't you?
I love the octopus. Go hard.
I've got a review of an incredibly intelligent program that Channel 7 is screening tonight, actually, called The Super Switch.
Well, take that tone out of your voice. As a company man, I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic
piece of
work.
Oh, it's a ripper. Just couples ripping each other apart.
You'll be educated. You'll come out of it a better person.
Yes.
Please tune in.
Yeah.
We're going to take your calls. We're going to take your tweets. But let's start at the top with this woman.
The last time we spoke to Lee Sales, she was planning to get loose at the Logies with Mickey.
Yeah, let's get on one at the Goldie. Let's go Cocoa Bananas. Let's go on an old school bender.
Bring out the West Coast coolers.
Oh, yeah.
Meet you at Bad Girls.
Okay.
No doubt we're just catching her on the tail end of her Order of Australia bender. Please welcome back Lee Sales AM.
Or is that Dame Lee Sales?
All stand for Dame Lee Sales.
Look, in recognition of our close relationship, just for you guys, you can call me ma'am.
Jane, does Jane need to curtsy? What's the protocol?
And I'll curtsy now.
No eye contact.
All right.
No
eye contact. That's what
Jane.
I suspected.
You're stuffing that up.
I'm sorry about that, but I wish I do have.
What would a queen?
I do have much respect for you, Lee. But you know,
have you changed?
What would a queen's birthday honors bender involve? Like a lot of pims, maybe. Or?
Yeah, a lot of
pims. G&Ts.
A lot of cummerbunds flying around.
Yeah.
A lot of cummerbunds at the foot of beds. You know what I mean? It's a big.
And a few beef eater costumes.
It's like you were there at my place on the weekend. It's just,
I'm getting a bit nervous about the Logies, to be frank. You going, Lee? Mick going? We don't want any awkward things to occur.
We want
to be able to still do these broadcasts.
Your suggestion? What's your implication?
I just want you, Mick, to be on your best behaviour.
Never. Not going to happen.
Please be.
No.
I'm really nervous about this. I'm trying to warn all the women.
Two words. Nudie run.
I love how Janie's plan is for Mick to be on his best behaviour. Like, good luck, Jane.
You want to bring some capsicum spray? All of you. Now, have you changed? Has life changed for you since you were given these honours?
Let's be fair.
In your daily life,
do you know what,
how's it?
Look, do you know what I've realised? Just how much my friends take the piss of me, because literally every person I know in my phone has done exactly what you guys have done, which is said, oh, I suppose I have to curtsy to you now, and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Lee, how long beforehand do you find out that you have to keep it a secret to yourself and you go, oh, my God, I'm dying to tell this news?
They tell you, you get a letter about 2 months before to say you're being considered for this honour and do you have any objections or any issues with it. And then I think it was a couple of weeks before then you got a letter to say, congratulations, you'll be receiving this.
Wow, and you have to keep it to yourself.
As someone who breaks news, shouldn't you have just been first with the news? And shouldn't that have been the lead story on 7:30?
Well, imagine, like, my friends already think I'm a wanker. Imagine if I did that, it would just be out of control.
Oh, well, actually, a very proud moment for you. So well done, Lee. We were thrilled to hear you. There are a lot of people who got them and we went, yeah, big ticks for you.
You were jealous, insanely jealous, and said, why not me?
Why on earth would I get one? What have I done?
You said, and I quote, what's that bitch done that I haven't done in this business?
God, Lee knows me.
Now, this would be very awkward. It's going to be a cat fight at the Logies. I'm going to be meeting you behind the girls' dunnies, Janie.
You win already.
7:30. 7:30 tonight. What are you covering?
We've got lots of great things tonight on, actually.
The Matildas? Do you have the Matildas?
Matildas?
This is...
Yes.
Isn't it a great story?
Oh, man. 4 goals by Sam Kerr. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Incredible story.
Amazing. And also, given they've had a pretty rough year because the coach, Alan Stadjic, left under sort of difficult circumstances. Yep. And so they've had to rebuild from that. So, yeah, that's really fantastic. So now they've got to be playing Norway in their next game on Sunday. So we're having a chat to one of the players about all of that. She's actually heard Lisa Devanna, this morning's game against Jamaica was her 150th game for the Matildas.
Good Lord.
How amazing. 4th World Cup. Incredible career.
We're discussing, we believe that we can't think of a more loved national team at the moment.
Yeah,
Matildas.
I agree.
I think that's fair.
I do agree, actually. I think their brand is, you know, really immaculate.
It's a pity that the games are on at 5, you know, in tough
real shame.
Time zones, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
All right. We
get
can
up
still
and
cheer
be,
them on
but
and be
as
dedicated.
Someone who lives on their own and is, likes to be parked on the couch with a remote control. There's no one saying
okay.
You can't do that.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I've been watching all the games live. Can you hang around, please, Lee? We've got much more we want to wade through.
And we want to talk about more of the show tonight.
Yep.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Good friend of the show, Lee Sales, joining us as well.
That's right, Lee. Big news today. Donald Trump has, in Florida, a state he has to carry, has announced he's running for 2020. This is what fascinates me about American politics. We're a year and a half out. We just get after one cycle, the midterms, and we're straight back into it again. So does this just mean we're now going to be talking American elections for 18 months?
Yes, it does, Mickey.
Yeah, okay, great.
Just as simple as I can put it. Do you know what amazes me? I heard before 23 Democrats are now in the running for the Democrat nomination. Mm. And I was looking up yesterday, I just wanted to see what Trump's approval rating was.
Yep.
It's 42%. So nearly half of people polled think he's doing a
all
good
right,
job.
That's right. It's disturbing,
which
isn't
is pretty
it?
Amazing.
You know what, if you'd
have
said that about 5 years ago, I would have been shocked. Now I just go, yep, that sounds about right.
But last year you didn't know what you were buying. Last time people didn't know what they were buying and there was a protest vote and there was a very unpopular candidate in Hillary Clinton.
Mm. Yeah.
If that's still the state of play and people have got, we can look back at the last term, it's a pretty savage indictment, I would have thought. So can I play you a little bit to get your reaction, please, from... This is his announcing his run, and here's something he claims he will achieve in his next term, Lee.
We'll push onward with new medical frontiers. We will come up with the cures to many, many problems, to many, many diseases, including cancer and others. And we're getting closer all the time. We will eradicate AIDS in America once and for all, and we're very close. We will lay the foundation for landing American astronauts on the surface of Mars.
What?
Now,
Okay. The guy can't build a wall. He's now going to build one on Mars.
Mm.
Amazes me. I mean, that's amazing that that was all in one grab. But the thing that amazes me is every day, you know, you just look at his Twitter feed, it's full of exaggerations, straight out lies and insults, and none of it has an effect.
It doesn't appear to, and there's no one really picking him up on it because he just either sacks them.
You just don't know anymore. You just don't know where to start. It's an absolute head scratcher.
A head scratcher. Mm.
Is impeachment a possibility? Is it firming as a path the Democrats might take?
Look, we've got tomorrow night on the show a guy called Michael Wolff who wrote a book called Fire and Fury about the Trump White House, and now he's written part two, which is called Siege. And so I'm going to ask him about some of that stuff because it's hard to get a grip on it as an outsider because as an outsider not in the US, you look at it and it's sort of mystifying, the whole situation.
Yes.
So, it'll be interesting to talk to somebody with a bit of an insider's account.
You've also got coming up on your It Takes Two segment a couple of guys I admire very much. It's the Field Brothers, Paul and Anthony Field.
Never
of
cared
the Wiggles.
For them. Never liked them.
Come on.
I don't trust them.
Two of the nicest guys in showbiz, Lee.
Up to no good.
Yes. I've never met Anthony, who's the Blue Wiggle, but I sat next to Paul Field at lunch and he was just such an absolutely delightful person. So they're talking about their relationship. And I didn't realise, actually, I knew that the Wiggles came from the Cockroaches, which, you know, everybody knows.
Sure.
But I didn't realise that the reason that the Cockroaches broke up is because Paul Field had a baby and it died of SIDS. Sudden infant death syndrome.
Okay. Yes.
And that sort of took all the fun out of the Cockroaches and they just had to go away and do something else. And that was sort of then they went off their separate ways and then came back together. So, yeah.
Beautiful family, the Field family. Lots of kids, great family.
What's your thoughts on the female Wiggle, Lee, can I ask?
Emma.
Emma, or as I call her, Yoko. I mean,
getting a shortlist together for the Logies?
Hey, don't encourage it, please. Do not encourage him,
just
Lee.
Just saying.
Hey, just quickly too, I see that you have caught up, and I haven't seen it yet because I've watched this series and grown up with it, the 7-Up series. Which has been screening. What are they up to now?
They'd be dead.
I'm so scared to tune in.
63.
Oh, my
63.
God. How many of them are still going?
You know what? I had a really bad cold the other week and I'd never seen any of it and I had a couple of days in bed and so I binge-watched from 7
From the
up
beginning.
Onwards.
Oh,
from
my
the beginning.
God.
Yeah, it's all on SBS. SBS has it all on demand at the moment, so you can watch all of it, and then now 63's on air. I reckon it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. It's so moving. In fact, I was so moved by it, I tracked down the email address of one of the people in it. Nick, who, if anyone's seen it, is the kid who grew up on the farm and then he becomes a nuclear physicist. And I wrote to him to say, can I just thank you for the public service you've done of appearing in this show since you were 7 years old and now you're 63.
Did he write back?
Yes, he did. He wrote me back a lovely
See, look,
email,
I wrote to Prince Edward and he never wrote back to me.
Prince Edward.
His footman wrote back.
Well, that's because you don't have an AM, James.
That's right. Lee can hook you up now.
Fancy Lee gets one of the blokes from 7-Up to write back to
him. Can I ask with the 7-Up series, is there a bit of sadness coming down the pike? Is there a few dreams that are dashed?
Well, there's some that have passed on.
Spoiler alert!
What do you mean?
What is wrong with
they
you?
They have been following these children since they're 7.
Oh, Jane.
Catch up.
Oh, thanks.
Not a spoiler alert.
Well, it's good because they're the same age as you.
Shut up. They're 63. How dare you? They're not my vintage. Oh, Lee.
All right.
It's very compelling. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
All right.
Oh, well, that's great. All right.
One to look out for. Well, thanks for coming. We will see you. We're going to the Logies. We're all going, aren't we?
Yes. I am going to the Logies. I've got to just go through the indignity of finding a frock that doesn't make me look like a fat middle-aged frump.
Same.
Sadly, I am.
Same. I'm doing the same as we speak.
Lee, I think we should just bandy together and just get the Gold Coast pumping. I was going to say humping, but I didn't mean to say that. I meant let's get the Gold Coast.
Normally I only visit during schoolies week, so this will be highly unusual for me.
Lee, we'll look out for each other, all right?
I think we should just hang in the hotel room in our bathrobes eating cheese.
That sounds good, with towels on our heads.
And hold it in a siege situation. Well, we'll let them cross. Good work.
All right, well, that's on that. And look out for Lee tonight on 7:30.
Yes, 7:30.
Thank
great as always.
Much.
See you, Lee.
See you on the Goldie.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Nick and Jane. Gone Wild.
All right, I've been promising to do this for about a week now, Jane. We've never gotten around to it. No. I want to talk about the Kookaburras in WA who caused a major blackout.
Yes.
After, well, basically, I don't know how to put this, after getting down and dirty, toey. They're described as hornbag kookaburras who were doing the deed, have knocked out the power to over 1,000 homes in the central area.
Oh, dear.
So they put it down to horny, well, hornbag kookaburras.
Wow, that's quite incredible,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
How do they? Well, how did they find this out? How
well,
did
you
they
know when a kookaburra is horny?
How do you
have
know?
You heard them making love? That's the moment of climax.
They're busy, okay. Busy around my area. I hear that going off all day.
All right, that's so, me. No, it's not. A...
So someone must have been observing them in their. Habitual
situation.
You know,
this has got old matey written all over it.
What do you mean?
Oh, here we are, pervy.
Oh, that's true.
A couple of kookaburras. Oh.
And their natural habitat.
By the way, Jane Kennedy,
what's that,
I need
Mick
to
Malloy?
Point out to you,
what are you doing with your phone?
You shouldn't be going to Uganda.
Oh, well, no, not now? Another
this is just
update.
Getting worse.
What are you doing? I'm not looking at any updates. And you, what are you doing keeping on a Uganda
I'll
watch?
I'll find this for you, but you are in.
Is it worse than Ebola?
Well,
this is my upcoming trip to Uganda to go and see the mountain gorillas at the Bawindi Impenetrable Forest with my son.
You wouldn't.
There's now an Ebola warning has come out, and I'm sort of saying, I'm sure I'll be okay. I've had all my
you
shots.
You can't get a shot for Ebola, though.
No, there is no. They've been experimenting with it, but they haven't found it.
This is just from the latest Medical Digest. Ebola is one of the deadliest diseases on Earth, with a fatality rate as high as 90%.
Jeez.
It is among a handful of illnesses so dangerous that governments consider them threats to national security.
Wow.
An epidemic in West Africa that began in late 2013 and died down in 2016 killed more than 11,000 people, exceeding the counts from all previous waves combined. Worries are definitely on the rise again. No cure.
Mm.
Deadliest disease of all time.
Well, I'll just come back and give you a big cuddle, won't I? Breathe all over you.
Why would you do that?
Oh, just so one in, all in.
You might not be allowed back in.
Yeah, you might get worse off me.
Actually,
who knows what you'll get?
That's funny.
All right.
Now, I've got another watch on. Yes. It's let's just call it. I'm going to call it now the Pataki watch.
Pataki.
Yeah,
watch.
I love saying that.
What's
it's Elsa Pataki, Chris Hemsworth's wife.
Oh, it's just.
I'm on Pataki.
Chris Hemsworth's wife.
Yeah. No. She's an individual. Right, she's an actress. She's Spanish. She's a bit, and it gets him under the pump, you know.
Oh,
she wears the pants in that household.
He does as he's told.
They like to be, you know, they live around the Byron area. They haven't moved into their hotel yet, which is their stroke house.
The Byron Bay Chadstone.
Correct.
It's huge.
I'm fascinated because, you know, if you want to be low-key, as I imagine they do, and just fit in with everyone walking around town, well, she's emerged taking one of the kids to getting coffee or gone to school. And sitting on her chest is a bearded dragon. Now, that's not a euphemism for something.
So you've been described on occasion in this office.
How dare you? Very dare you.
No. So what's happening?
A bearded dragon is...
What is a bearded dragon?
It's a reptile.
Oh, a lizard, isn't it?
It's a lizard.
Yeah.
It's very big, and obviously one of the kids has it as a pet. But, you know, if you want to be low-key, Elsa, can I say... The paps are around anyway. Mm. This is just gold. And there, you know, the family pet comes, I suppose it was coming for show and tell, whatever, but one of those children is dead ringer for Chris Hemsworth, which is handy seeing he's the father. But I just look, wow, they're good looking kids. And she's a very attractive woman, but I'm suggesting if you want to go a bit low key, don't walk around with a reptile on your chest.
Well, maybe they should get an octopus. Because the octopus is making a comeback.
It is.
And I love it. I've been a huge fan of the octopus.
People have been down on
octopus. Ever since
octopuses.
I was a kid and you first saw your picture of an octopus attacking a giant ship.
They're fascinating,
I was really
aren't
disappointed
they?
When I found out there weren't octopuses that big.
What about
Because I believed
is.
It.
There is.
Oh, no, you can't take down a whole ship.
Mm. Those big giant ones.
No,
yes,
Jane.
Yes, they live down there.
Jane.
Or it's like the Loch Ness Monster.
You didn't get the memo, did you?
Really?
No.
Okay.
But listen to this. They're having a crack all of a sudden. And there's some great footage of an octopus attacking a scuba diver.
Yes.
Now, this is unbelievable. The scuba diver's going along, mind his own business, and all of a sudden, honk!
Oh, really?
And it comes, and, you know.
It attacks.
Well, it attacks. It's about the same size as a scuba diver.
Yeah.
And it's hunted him down, got him, and this is I sense a mild panic from the scuba diver. You could imagine if, like, you got the air tank.
Well, then it'll
be all over.
Oh, yeah.
You're dead as
a dodo. That's fascinating. Well, he must have done something to get the ire of the...
Well, I think the octopuses are all of a sudden fighting back.
They are.
They've taken it for too long. What was the blogger you showed us?
She was a food blogger who decided to eat a live octopus.
How'd that go?
Let's have a listen how well that went. Start to eat her face.
Oh, man.
Oh, I can't get enough of that.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well done to everyone involved.
Excellent news on Animal Front.
Good gone wild. We've got a couple of other stories, but we'll have to keep them for another time.
We will.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's a new series, a new romance couple series that's out at the moment on Channel 7. I've watched a couple of episodes before I comment on it. It's called The Super Switch.
Oh, good Lord.
It's on Wednesday nights.
Well, that's actually before my show.
Oh, right.
So there you go.
It better be good. Is it good? Or is it good bad at least?
It's good bad.
Okay.
It's good car crash. And yet again, somehow they've managed to find people in Australia who are willing to talk about everything about their personal life,
right.
And be on. They just want to be on camera.
Is it like maths?
It's like maths. That's what they're hoping for, right? Mm. And also, they've also managed to please record companies around Australia by playing crap music that they can't get on any other show.
Shift some units.
They've shifting so some units.
It's ticking a few boxes.
It's ticking a few boxes.
Talk me through it. What's the premise?
Well, I'll let the lady who narrates the series set it up for you. Have a listen.
Six couples are at a crossroads.
Things are really, really bad.
You make me feel like shit.
Whatever. I don't get enough space.
I'm just gone.
She can just want to bite my head off.
They'll take part in an extreme social experiment.
Bitch, bye.
Saying goodbye to their loved ones.
Hello.
The couples will be split and move into two separate mansions.
Welcome to the house.
To embark on a shared experience.
More people to gel with, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
They will be paired with an experimental partner.
I don't wear underwear.
A like-minded stranger who will hold up a mirror to their own behaviour.
I reckon you'll be good in bed.
In the end, they will reunite with their real partners.
You have definitely given me a lot of reasons to not love you.
I don't feel like it's fair for me to be engaged to you.
Okay. Wow, here we go.
So already...
Infidelity,
lots of
sexual intrigue,
lots
crying.
Of demanding partners, whingy women.
Hot, are they hot at least?
There's a few okay ones. Oh. But my first observation is the women are all earaches.
Okay.
They got to settle down. Right. And the mansions they mention are a couple of display homes on the Mornington Peninsula, as far as I can tell.
Okay.
But if we just go through, this is just from the first ep that I picked up.
Yes.
And it's just the passion that some of the couples speak up. This is what this couple talks about when they have they're angry with each other.
When we're angry at each other, our sex life is still amazing. If anything, it's probably better. The most we've had sex in a day is probably 8 or 9 times.
Yes.
Was he barking?
I think he did a little ruff, ruff. She wears a lot. Okay. They're Latino dancers, so they're very passionate, all right? Oh, there's my accent coming out again. Some of the couples, they're trying to work out, because they get swapped with another couple and they have to share a bed.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So they're working out the rules of how that works. Let's just keep listening to some more of the show.
Sure.
Would you be okay with me sharing a bed with another woman?
It's not ideal, but I don't want you to be sleeping on the floor. Just don't do anything that you know that's going to upset me.
Oh.
Don't touch her boobs, don't touch her bum, don't touch her hoo-ha, don't spoon her, don't...
What, am I allowed to stroke her hair?
Like, just pat her if she's upset.
Can I just say one thing? If you can't touch your hoo-ha,
I don't know
what
is the point of this at all? Now, we're up to...
But you can pat her hair if she's upset.
These are the rules that people are making on the run. And there's a lot of things at stake. These couples have been together actually for a couple of years, so it's not like they're fresh.
Mm.
There's 2, 3, 4 years at stake. Some people are really wanting to get married, one of the halves. The others, not so sure.
I want to marry Miranda in the next 2 years. Obviously not.
I'd like to be engaged in a few years with Lachlan, but...
She's not talking about that.
Me and Lockie have an amazing relationship. There's just a problem that gets in the way.
There's a problem that gets in the way.
Tiny penis. I'm going to have a guess.
Or it doesn't get in the way. Anyway, yeah. That is on...
What are you giving it? Do you like it or not? What are you saying?
Is it worth it?
Are you saying watch it or
I'm
don't?
I'm saying that I think it goes a bit long.
Righto.
And they can probably make the editing. They've got dinner party scenarios like maths as well.
Yeah.
So it's very reminiscent of that. But the people get very far and there's a fair amount
nudity?
Of swearing.
Is there nudity?
I'm suspecting there will, and there's a lot of the F word being bandied about.
Oh, righto.
I can't wait.
So anyway, that's something I thought to...
So it's a bit like Better Homes and Gardens.
On steroids, perhaps. That's called...
I like it.
What's it called
again? It's called the Super Switch.
The Super Switch. And it's your lead-in to your show, Nick. So give it a go.
Talk about sexy and bed and bed hopping.
I'll tell you what.
It's right up the front bar's alley.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to Lucruf, an industry super fun run only to benefit members. The PDS available at lucrf.com.au.
Oh, huge fan of Lucruf. Love what they do. Best in the business.
Yes.
They look after the little fella and woman. Best foremost, they care. They know what they're doing about. They are engine room players. They are grassroots.
Well, it's very, it's telling. They've got 130,000 members Australia-wide already. So that's a big membership.
It's a labour union cooperative retirement fund. I couldn't think of anything that you want to be involved in if you work for an honest day's pay.
That's right. And if you move your job, you can take it with you. You don't have to sign up to a new one, and then they'll look after you, and they've got financial advisors on board as well.
And I've pointed this out before.
What's
but
that?
They advertise on the arse of jockeys.
They do.
And to me...
That makes you so happy, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, that's all I need to know.
Yeah.
You had me at...
Thumbs up.
I mean, that is prime time.
It is.
Because I spend all weekend looking at that.
Yeah.
Wondering how I can get involved. It is prime real estate, jockey's arse. But I've got to say, with over 23,000 participating employers, in-house contact centre, personalised financial advice, that means you can go along, even an idiot like you, Dave.
Thank you.
And they will somehow taper something to your specific needs.
Well, it's going down the road for somebody who's never considered having super before.
Yeah.
They will tell you how they can make it work for you as well. It's very important and they've got
And they'll
good
explain
advice.
It to you. Yeah. They'll give you practical information.
It's not tricky.
They have educational seminars. If you want to know exactly what's going on, the caper is, then get involved. See you there.
Well, it sounds great.
I'll be in the front row.
That is the Labor Union Cooperative Retirement Fund, Lucruf Super. And if you want more information, go to lucrf.com.au.
Do it, idiot.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day.
We are, Dave. We're done and dusted.
Right. And you are looking very spiffy, as I said before, with your new haircut.
What do you mean?
It looks nice.
Why would you mention that?
Why? Well, don't be defensive. You know,
the only people who realised I had a haircut today were women in the office.
Yeah, right.
You didn't say a word.
Oh, look at me.
Did you
I
notice?
I don't have any hair. I don't care
But
anymore.
I'm giving you a compliment. Stop. Why are you so defensive?
I don't know.
A compliment.
He's up for no good.
I beg your pardon.
There'll be a sting in the tail somewhere.
No, I do
what
give
do you want?
You compliments.
What are you after?
No, nothing.
Tickets to the front bar?
Maybe.
That's where I'm heading tonight, guys. Special guests Craig Kelly, Titus O'Reilly, and Joffa, I believe, maybe joining us behind the
That'll
bar.
That'll be interesting.
To talk about the current status of the fan in the game. So check your local
Very
guide.
Topical.
Mm. What's going on?
Attitude,
Listen,
young lady.
I am one of your biggest supporters, shut
you
up.
You were you cut me out of your lotto ticket.
I didn't cut you out. I've shown proof.
I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to get the CCTV footage from the lotto guy.
I told you I did it online.
Oh, I see.
Do it
Not
downstairs.
Leaving a paper trail.
It's closed by the time I got there.
I know what you're up to.
Yeah.
I know what
you're
up
to. Oh, you think so little of me, don't you? Who's on the show tomorrow?
I had to cut my own hair. That's how little money I have.
You don't even own a pair of scissors.
Can you lend me some money? Just lend me some.
Shut up.
No. Hey, Scott Papey's going to join us tomorrow.
Great, Papey.
And also director Richard Lowenstein.
Excellent.
Oh, All in Excess tomorrow
That's
as well.
It's a big second hour.
Can't wait. Kennedy Malloy, we'll see you then.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry Superfund Lucruf Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.